O Sadhu, the company of truth is the real thing in this world. This is a bhajan of Brahmanand on page 178, Satasangata Jagasarda Sadhu. One bathes in Kashi, in Mathura, and one bathes in Hardwar. One goes to the four places of pilgrimage, but the mind does not improve. One goes into the forest and performs heavy austerities, giving unending pain to his body. One controls his sense organs after conquering them, but in his heart he doesn't talk about God. Sorry, he doesn't think about God. Daily one goes into the temple and worships, keeping good conduct, but if one does not appreciate the sadhus, one doesn't get the Creator. Without satsang, the knowledge cannot sprout, no matter if you make 1,000 efforts. Brahmanand says, search for a perfect master and cross the ocean of the world. O Sadhu, the company of truth is the real thing in this world.
Satsangat jagasar sadho, satsangat jagasar re, satsangat jagasar sadho, satsangat jagasar re. Kashi nahi, Mathura nahi, nahi Haridwar re. Kashi nahi, Mathura nahi, nahi Haridwar re. Charadam tirat piri aye man ka nahi sudar re. Satsangat jagasar sadho, satsangat jagasar re. Satsangat jagasar sadho, satsangat jagasar re. Ban me jai kiyo tapavari kaya kashta apar re. Ban me jai kiyo tapavari kaya kashta apar re. Indri jit kari vase apane hirde nahi vichar re. Satsangat jagasar sadho, satsangat jagasar re. Satsangat jagasar sadho, satsangat jagasar re. Mandir jai kari niti puja rakhe baro achar re. Mandir jai kari niti puja rakhe baro achar re. Sadhu jan ki karan jane mile na sar jan har re. Satsangat jagasar sadho, satsangat jagasar re. Satsangat jagasar sadho, satsangat jagasar re. Binasat sanga gyana nahi upoje ekharle jatana jarare. Binasat sanga gyana nahi upoje karale jatana jarare. Brahma nand kuj guru pura utaro baba jala parare. Sat sangat jagasar sado sat sangat jagasarare. Sat sangat jagasar sado sat sangat jagasarare.
Without satsang, the knowledge cannot sprout, no matter if you make 1,000 efforts. Brahmanand says, search for a perfect master and cross the ocean of the world. O sadhu, the company of truth is the real thing in this world. Oh, we're reading in the book In Search of the Gracious One. And we've just begun the chapter entitled In the Bushes of Rajasthan. Sanchi has related how Baba Sawan Singh had left the body, and not long after that, his own guru at that time, Baba Bishan Das, left the body. And Bishan Das had told him that he should leave and have nothing to do with the ashram that Bishan Das had created. And so Sanchi left. So we're picking it up, the story. Sanchi says, after Baba Bishan Das left the body, I did not go to Baba Bishan Das's ashram, but instead I left my parents' home in Punjab and went to Rajasthan. The state of Punjab was very developed, and furthermore, as I have said earlier, the home that my father had made for me in Punjab had all kinds of comforts and conveniences. There was a very big building, there was a garden, every possible comfort of the world was there. However, Baba Bishan Das had told me to go to Rajasthan because the one who was going to come to quench my thirst was going to come to Rajasthan. So I left my home and I went to Rajasthan. Once I was reading the story of Hir and Ranja, two great lovers in India. Hazrat Varashah, who wrote the poem about these two great lovers, also wrote a lot about the inner world. In this story, Ranja was a very wealthy person, but because of his love and attachment for a girl named Hir, he left all his wealth and property and went to live in the home of Hir, becoming a shepherd. He left all his comforts and conveniences only because of his love for Hir. Reading that story, I cursed my mind. I told my mind, see, Ranja left all his property, all his comforts, just because he wanted to get Hir, who was just a woman. How much will you have to sacrifice to get the Almighty Lord? Can't you sacrifice as much as Ranja did to obtain Hir? Such were my thoughts at this time. Nowadays, Rajasthan is very green. There are many canals, many gardens and fields, and a lot of food is grown there. However, when I moved there, it was nothing like that. When I first went to Rajasthan, there was nothing but bushes and sand. The sand would blow so much that if a man was sleeping outside in the nighttime, No one would be able to find him in the morning because he would be covered in sand. It was very dry and very hot, and there was very little water. Bhagat Namdev once visited Rajasthan, and when he saw the scarcity of water and the love that the people there had for water, he wrote in his bani, "As the people in Marwar," which is another name for Rajasthan, "love the water, in my heart I have love for the Almighty Lord." In those days, if anyone would greet the native people of Rajasthan, they would not return his greetings. Instead, they would say, "You must be thirsty. That is why you are greeting me." There was no water in many areas, and people used to go 20, 25 miles to bring water for drinking. After moving there, I myself would live one full day, 24 hours, in the summer on just 2 liters of water. So at that time, it was very difficult for someone who had all the comforts of Punjab to leave there and come to Rajasthan. But that is where Baba Bishan Das told me to go. However, while Rajasthan was a very poor area, it is called the land of the Mahatmas. India has given birth to many great saints and Mahatmas, rishis and munis. Many Mahatmas, rishis, and munis spent their lives in India, and they taught many people to do the devotion. And that is why India is called the land of rishis and munis. Out of all of India, Rajasthan is the place where the greatest number of Mahatmas have taken birth and spent their time, and that is why it is called the land of Mahatmas. Because of this, when I went there, the people of Rajasthan were very religious-minded and very righteous. The part of Rajasthan that I went to was part of a state called Bikaner. In that area, the people did not kill goats or cows. They didn't hunt animals for eating. They did not drink wine, and no officer would take any bribe. There was nothing like corruption in this state. There were no movie theaters. There was no bad literature published there. There was no worldly means of entertainment. Everybody used to live a very simple life, and they were all devoted to God. They were all very truthful, and there were no thieves or robbers. People did not even lock their doors. And if anyone lost something, he would find it at the same place he had lost it, as nobody would take someone else's belongings. The reason that Rajasthan had such a pure atmosphere at that time was that the king of that state was King Ganga Singh, who was a very good and just king. He was a very righteous person who was a devotee of God. He had done a lot of austerities, and he also did meditation. He used to understand the people of the state as his children, and he used to protect them. He used to have a weighing balance on the table, and whenever he would sit in the court and have to judge the cases, he would say, "I weigh the justice and then solve the problems of the people. I weigh the justice and give equal justice to the people." Whenever he would see any officer dressed up very well, he would at once ask, "From where have you gotten this good dress? You definitely must have taken a bribe." He used to say, "God may forgive a corrupt officer, but I will never forgive a corrupt officer. I will not forgive any corrupt person, even if he's my own son." Because of that, in those days, if you left anything somewhere, nobody would come and touch it, because people knew that in the kingdom of Ganga Singh, they were not supposed to do that. He did not even use any money from the treasury for his own livelihood. He used to do farming to maintain his family and himself. That is a very rare thing, that the leader in a country earns his own livelihood by working wholeheartedly and honestly. India has had many natural calamities, such as floods. There has been civil unrest and many innocent people have been killed, the worst example of which was the partition of India and Pakistan. However, Rajasthan was not affected by those things. Always there was peace and the law was maintained. Nobody was murdered there, and the natural calamities that affected other areas did not affect the people there. Rajasthan is the land of religion, and many great devotees were born there. When saints come and give out the message of Nam, they say, "Meditate on Nam, and in that way the atmosphere in which you are living will become good, and there will be nothing in this world that can affect your place and its atmosphere." Such a place becomes the land of religion, and nature also becomes pleased with that place. So Rajasthan was considered to be the most religious area, and that is why Baba Bishandas told me to go and live there. I came to Rajasthan after getting the initiation into the two words from Baba Bishandas, and for the next 18 years, I did the meditation of those two words. When my beloved Baba Bishandas left the body, it affected me very badly. It made a hole in my heart, and the pangs of separation from him tormented me. After getting instructions from him, I did that work which he had given me to do. Day and night, I sat in remembrance of that master, that power, whom I had never seen, but who was going to come there and give me further knowledge. I would go on praying always that God should hear my cry and come to me. And I did not waste even 1 minute of my time in worldly pursuits. I always gave first preference to meditation and then to worldly responsibilities. I never wasted any time gossiping or socializing with people. I never went to visit places or people. I always remained devoted to meditation, and during that time, I only meditated. I have described how, in my life, I had done many rites and rituals. However, when Baba Bishandas gave me the secret of the two words, all those rites and rituals that I used to do lost their taste. They lost their glory. Baba Bishandas didn't have to tell me to give them up. I left them myself once I got the secret of the two words. The area in which I settled had only a few people living in it. It was very secluded, and all my life I have been very happy to live in secluded places. You can read the life histories of saints and Mahatmas, and you will see that they loved solitude and loved being alone. Baba Jamal Singh sat on the banks of Bayas River only because it was a very quiet and lonely place. In solitude, one can give up all the worldly thoughts and think only about meditation and the Satguru. Baba Bishandas had given me the work of meditation to do, and I felt that until I became successful in that, I could not rest. I left sleep and rest on one side, and I gave importance and priority to the work which my master had given to me. I went on increasing the light, and I would go on meditating 6 or 8 hours every day. During the time, I would work very hard in the fields, doing my farming, but I would stay up at night and utilize the nights for doing the meditation. At the place where I was living, I built an underground room, and I would meditate in that room. I would go on sitting for many, many hours without coming out from my meditation place. Sometimes I would sit for the entire day. Sometimes I would sit for the whole night also. I would not meditate sitting on any kind of cushion. I never even put a gunny sack under me. Instead, I would have only some sticks or hay underneath me, and sometimes I sat on a flat wooden platform. Meditation is just like a battle with the mind. The purpose of meditation is to control the mind. And just as in a battle between two groups, the cowardly group will run away and the brave group will remain there and not run away. The purpose of the mind is to prevent us from doing meditation. It induces laziness and pains and tries to make us get up from the meditation. But in meditation, one has to sit there and fight with the mind. During this time, if I did any mistake, I would punish my mind so that it would not repeat the same mistake. I used to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning. And if I would get up late, say 10-20 minutes late, then I would punish my mind by bathing in cold water, even in the months of December and January, when it is very cold in Rajasthan. Then I would sit outside in an open place in the cold for meditation. If we fight the mind and control the mind, we find interest in the meditation. But if the mind controls us, we cannot find interest in meditation. That is why one always has to do the meditation and never listen to the mind. Mind is the only enemy. He will never let us become faithful to the Master, and he will never let us do the meditation. One should never listen to the mind, but we should always listen to the words of the Satguru and always do the meditation. God is love, and in order to get to that love, we need to be very brave, because our enemy mind is in the way, and he is very powerful. He has his army of lust, anger, greed, attachment, and egoism, and they are also very strong. So in order to get to love, we need to be very brave. Kabir Sahib says, "In the Gagan, the eye center, the drum is being played. Now is the time for the warrior to come to the battlefield and fight." In the olden days, there were no atom bombs and there was no modern equipment like we have now. Nowadays, people can attack their enemies while staying very far away from them. And the enemy does not even know that he's going to be attacked. However, in the olden days, the warriors had to attack their enemies face to face, and they had to fight with swords. So in the olden days, the generals and commanders beat the drums and inspired the soldiers in many ways so that they would go and fight their enemies. Kabir Sahib says in his Bani, "The drum is being played at Gagan, and now is the time for the warrior to come to the battlefield. Only he can be called brave who doesn't leave the battlefield without killing the enemy." This means that only he is a brave one who doesn't leave the eye center without conquering the mind. Where is our Gagan? Gagan is the place just a little above the eye center where the sound of Shabda is coming. And hearing that sound of Shabda, our soul gets intoxicated. Only in the human body can we go to Gagan and conquer lust, anger, greed, attachment, and egoism. Earlier, I told how, when I was in the army, I volunteered to go into battle, even though it was not my turn, because I was not afraid of death. I always used to think, if the bullet comes, I will just open my shirt and I will stand in front of the bullet, because when death has to come, it will come, so why worry about death? But when I started doing the meditation, then I realized that to fight in the war was easier than to sit for meditation. When we start doing the meditation, mind becomes so obstinate that he tells you, go, fight in the war, but don't sit for meditation. We will leave off at that point. We're going to begin a satsang that Sanchi gave on October 5th, 1979. He's commenting on, it says here in the notes at the bottom, on the first half of the second Ashtapadi of the Sukhmani. So the Sukhmani is the Bani of Guru Arjan. So the title of this talk was The Road We Travel Alone. So beginning with lines from the hymn, Guru Arjan says, O sympathizer with the poor, destroyer of pain, father of the orphans, who resides everywhere. Nanak says, I have come under your protection with the grace of my master. And Sanchi says, Guru Arjan is praying to the Lord. You are the father of the orphans, you are the remover of sins, and your protection is always over our head. No doubt, you are within us always, but still you remove sins, and you are always giving. There is water everywhere under the ground, but whose thirst can be quenched? Only those who take out that water by means of a well or in some other way. But those who take it out, their thirst is definitely quenched. In the same way, there is no doubt that the Almighty and Perfect Lord is within us. But after separating from him, we have taken the bodies of insects and animals and many other forms of life. And until we go and unite with him, we cannot realize his self, which is within us. He is residing within everybody, but unless we go within and find him, we cannot see him. And again from the hymn, O my mind, where neither mother, father, friend, brother, nor son can help, Nam will be helpful to you there. Now Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj is talking about that time which we all have to face, which comes to everybody. And what time is that? Death. When neither our father, nor our mother, nor our brother or sister, nor any relative of this world can go with us. Neither the wealth of this world, nor any power which we have in this world, can come to our rescue at the time of death. That is a very critical moment when nobody from this world can help us. At that time and in that place, who can help us? Only Shabad Nam can help us. Only the Satguru, the master who has initiated us into Shabad Nam, can help us there. When King Bhupinder Singh of Patiala left the body, an army was guarding his palace. It was surrounded by soldiers. Every half hour, the numbers were counted, and it was proclaimed how many soldiers were guarding that place, and they were all armed. But the angel of death came, nobody knew from which direction, and he was not the least affected by the armed forces. No matter how many people were there, none of them knew from where the angel of death came and took the soul of that king away. So, at the time of death, nobody can help us. Those who love us, those who are our relatives, if they want to express their love, the only thing they can do is to mourn after our death. How can we expect those who don't even know from where the angel of death comes to help us at that moment? Hazrat Bahu says that there is one pain, which is the pain of separation from our loved ones. And there is another pain, which is of the grave, the place where one has to go and reside. He says that when the soul leaves the body, it has both kinds of pain, of leaving our mother and father and all our dear ones and friends, and also of going into the grave. While a man is living in this world, he's making all sorts of arrangements for his comfort, a big house, all sorts of furniture, etc. But when he has to leave the body, at that time he sees that there is no comfort in the place where he has to go. So we will have to travel on that path. We will have to go to that place where nobody from this world can help us. And who will come to help us there? Only the Master, or the Naam which we have received from the Master. Call them friends who go with you, and help you to settle your accounts. Only those who help you then are your friends. And from the hymn, where the most terrible angels of Yama may crush you, there only the Naam will protect you. When death comes to a non-satsangi, that person is very much afraid, because the appearance of the angels of the Lord of Judgment is so horrible, he may even lose control of his urine. But for an initiate, when Yama's angels give you trouble, who will come to help you? The Satguru, or the Naam, which you have received from Satguru, will help you then. And again from the hymn, wherever there are many heavy problems, Naam will liberate you in one moment. The Master Power helps you even in this world. If you have any problems, Master Power helps you. And since we do not know the path on which we have to travel after death, then also the Master Power is the only one who can help you. You should not think that Master will have to hire a plane or exert in any way when he comes to take the souls of the dear ones. This is not the case. Just in a second he comes there, and he attends to his duty. He takes the soul of the satsangi. If you want to see the power of the Master and what miracles the Master Power can perform, you should watch the death of a satsangi. When a satsangi is leaving the body, remove all the non-satsangi people from the room and then lovingly ask him, do you remember the form of the Master? Is the form of the Master coming? Do you remember the Simran? And definitely he will tell you, yes, the Master has come to take my soul up. And from the hymn, by doing numerous righteous deeds, you will not be liberated. The Naam of God will remove millions of sins. No matter how many charitable and virtuous things you do, still you cannot cross the ocean of this world. Only if you meditate on Shabad Naam can you go back to Sach Khand, your real home, from where your soul has been separated. I do not mean to say that we do not get any benefit by doing good deeds, such as giving donations and other things. I don't mean to say that. We do get the benefit of whatever good deeds we are doing, but the thing is that we still remain in the world. What will happen is that if we are poor in this lifetime, then in the next lifetime we may get birth into a good rich family, and we may become a rich person. Or we may come back as a leader or a well-known personality. If in this lifetime we are sweeping the streets, in the next we may become a king, but still we remain in the world. And again from the hymn, O my mind, meditate on the Naam of the Gurumukhs. Nanak says, then you will get much happiness. If you want real peace, real happiness, get Naam from a Gurumukh and meditate on it. And from the hymn, even if one becomes the king of the whole creation, still he is miserable. But one becomes happy by meditating on the Naam of God. Even if one becomes the king of all creation, he will not find real peace, real happiness, real contentment in this world. You know the condition of kings and great persons of this world, how much unrest they always have. They have no lasting happiness. They have no peace of mind. They cannot even sleep. The doctors have to give them sleeping pills to make them sleep. In the daytime, they are worrying about all the world and what is happening around them, and in the night also, they have no peace. So Guru Arjan asks, who can get the real peace and happiness? And he replies, only those who meditate on Shabad Naam. Experience shows us that a person may be a king when he goes to sleep, but not when he wakes up. Someone else, who is more powerful, may seize his throne, and in the morning the king may be made a slave or be shot dead. There's no happiness in kingship. If there is happiness in this world, it is only in meditating on Shabad Naam and going back to Sach Khand. In Sach Khand, there's no unhappiness or unrest. There is only peace. That is why the Guru says that there's no happiness in becoming a king. The only happiness lies in going back home. And from the hymn, even if one is tied by millions of ropes, by meditating on the Naam of God, he is liberated. No matter if a soul has millions and billions of attachments binding him to this world, if he is doing the meditation of Shabad Naam, they can all be cut down. Guru Arjan says that even if one is tied up by the angels of death, he can be untied if he takes the shelter in the Master. And from the hymn, the many colors of Maya do not quench our thirst, but by meditating on Naam, one becomes satisfied. Many rich people come to me who have an abundance of material things, and one would think that they would be contented and happy. But their desires never come to an end. They request me to shower grace on them and have mercy on them because they want more and more riches, even though they have all these material things already. I tell them, you should be contented. You have all these things. But still they are not. Without contentment, one cannot become a king. Wealth and Maya does not give us happiness. It takes it away. Kabir Sahib says that the hut of a saint is better than the mansion of a rich person. Big buildings, even temples, where the Lord is not remembered, are only fit for the fire. Chaju Bhagat was a saint in Lahore, and he did not have big buildings and good places for his devotees to meet. Once, some devotees were coming to his place, and on the way, they met some rich people who valued big buildings. They taunted the devotees of Chaju Bhagat, saying, if he's a perfect saint, why doesn't he make big palaces? Look at us. We have them. So those dear ones replied, that peace which we get from our master's palace, and they referred to him, to his hut as a palace, we would not have, even if we got the kingdom of Balak Bukhara, because in the hut of Chaju Bhagat, people meditate upon Nam. And again from the hymn, that road on which a man goes alone, there the Nam of God assists him. Who is our real friend on that path which our soul has to travel after leaving the body at death? When our soul leaves this body, she has to go alone on that path. So who is our real friend there? At that time, not even our body will go with us. Only the Master will go with us, and he is our real friend. When the soul leaves the body, after all, the body doesn't have any importance. It is cremated. So when the soul goes back, she has to go alone. And without Master, there is nobody who can help her. Again from the hymn, O my mind, always meditate on such Nam. Nanak says, by doing so, one gets the highest status of Gurumukh. Because Nam is the only power which protects us, because without Nam there's nothing which can protect us, and because we can get high status in the court of the Lord only by doing meditation, therefore we should do the meditation on Nam. It is the only thing which will go with us. From the hymn, even though a man may have millions and billions of hands, he cannot get liberation. But by meditating on Nam, the ocean could be crossed over. We only have two hands, but even if we had millions and billions of hands, with all those hands and with all that power, we could not face the angel of death if we did not have Nam. Only after receiving Nam can we cross the ocean of this world. Without it, no matter how powerful we've become, we cannot do it. From the hymn, when numerous obstacles trouble a man, the Nam of God at once protects him. Kal and mind put many obstacles in the way of the soul. At the time of death, when the soul is leaving the body, Kal may even come in the form of the Master to take her, and he may even call in the voice of the Master, come, follow me. So that is why the Masters say that at the time of death, or at any time when you feel that you are being misled by Kal or the negative power, you should do Simran, or the repetition of the five names. If it is the form of the Master, it will remain there. If it is of the negative power, it will go away. Because Kal cannot stand before the five charged words. And again from the hymn, man is born and dies in many bodies, but by meditating on Nam, he gets rest. Saints give us initiation not because they think that we are very rich or very intellectual or kings or anything like that. They give us initiation only because of the grace and mercy that they have for all the souls in this world. It is just like a dog who wanders from door to door asking for food. In some places it gets fed, and in some places it doesn't. But when it comes to the door of a very good man, that man thinks, this dog is a very poor animal, and it is starving. Let me give it some food. He does not give it food because he thinks that it's a mighty or a strong animal. He gives because he's gracious, and he has mercy on that dog. Our condition is also like the dog. We wander from one place to another, from one door to another. And finally, when we come to the door of a saint, He gives us initiation only because he is gracious on us. Saints know that many times we take birth in the world, and then again we go back, and again we return, sometimes in the body of a dog, sometimes a cat, or a goat, or a horse. In one body after another, we keep on coming and going to and from this world. When we finally get this human body, after wandering here and there, and we come to the feet of a saint, he gives us initiation in all his grace and mercy, only because he is gracious upon us. It's not because of our merits, it is only because of grace. Sukhdev Muni, the son of Vedvyas, had the knowledge of God while he was still in his mother's womb. So right from birth, he started the devotion of the Lord. As he was leaving home, his parents told him that he should stay there and do worldly things, because it was time for them to do the devotion of the Lord. But Sukhdev Muni told his parents, "I have the knowledge of my past 100 lifetimes. Whatever I've suffered in those lives, I remember it. I want to do the devotion of the Lord now because I have finally got this human body once again. I don't want to waste this opportunity." And he told them, "I remember that once I had the body of a donkey. And when I remember what I suffered in that body, I'm compelled to do the devotion of the Lord. I never want to go through that again. I was owned by a washerman who used to put a heavy load on me and take me to the river where he would wash clothes. After using me for this, he would set me free. But at that place, there was no grass or anything to eat. So all day long I would wander here and there looking for food. In the evening, the washerman would again load his burden on me, and I would have to go back to his home and do his work. But still, I had not received any food from him. This went on for years and years, and one day it so happened that I became so weak that I couldn't walk. When the washerman was coming back, I had to cross a canal, and I sat there and I couldn't get up because I had grown so weak. The washerman had no pity on me. Instead of helping me out of that canal, he started beating me. Finally, since I could not get up, he took his load and he abandoned me. Nobody else had pity for me either. Nobody showered any grace or mercy on me. Those who wanted to cross that canal used me for a bridge. I had many wounds on my body. And when the crows saw those wounds, they came and started eating my flesh and blood. Whenever I remember that life as a donkey, I know that I must not waste this human body. I must do the devotion of the Lord." And again from the hymn, "The soul is defiled by the filth of egoism, and its filth is never washed. But the name of God makes one lose millions of sins." Our soul is covered by the dirt of this, by this dirt of our many. Our soul is covered by this dirt of our many births. From ages and ages, our soul has been covered up by the dirt of our ego. What is the ego? That which makes us think, "I am an intellectual. I possess this thing. I am so beautiful," like that. The sense of I-hood. Whenever we think that something is our own, that is all ego. We're all suffering from this sweet disease of egoism, and only by doing the meditation of Nam can we get rid of this sweet disease. There's no other remedy. And again from the hymn, "O my mind, meditate upon and dye yourself in the color of Satyanam. Nanak says, it can be obtained in the company of the saints. We must meditate on that Nam which has created the sun and the stars and all the divisions of the world. We must meditate on that Nam which has made the whole creation. We cannot get Nam by ourselves. If Nam were only a word, then a 5-year-old girl could give it to us. But it is not only the words, it's the attention of the master who is giving us the Nam. That is why we cannot have the initiation into Nam by ourselves. If we could, then what would be the need of going to the saints and the masters? We can get Nam only from one who has meditated upon it. Guru Arjan says, all my dealings are with the master. I am in the shelter of the master. The saints are my jewel. The master is my support. And when the master gave me the precious gift of Nam, my illusions were removed. What can the Lord of Judgment do when master has taken care of all the accounts which I am supposed to pay? By the grace of the master, I have the supreme bliss. Nanak says, when I am dyed in the color of the master, my mind receives the supreme happiness. I have often told the story of Sundardas, an initiate of Baba Sawan Singh, who spent a lot of time with me. He was very devoted to his master. Master Sawan Singh had told him, Sundardas, your wife will die, your son will die, and because of that, you'll go mad. And in that madness, you will kill a person, and you'll be sent to jail. But although you will be sentenced to prison for 20 years, if you always speak the truth, you will have to serve only 6 years, and then I will come to take care of you. Everything that Master Sawan Singh told him came true. First, his wife died, and then when his son died, he went mad. And in that madness, he killed a man. When he was brought to the court, people said, he's a madman, so he shouldn't be given any punishment. He did it only in madness. But Sundardas said, no, I'm not a madman. I have murdered a person, and you should definitely give me the punishment. He was a friend of the king of Faridkot. So the king thought, this old man has suffered a lot, and I will help him. He told the jury, he's a madman, and you should forgive him. Many other people requested the judge to forgive him on the same grounds. But Sundardas said, I am not a madman. I have done this murder, and I am guilty. If you don't punish me, you are the mad one. When the judge questioned him further, he said, if you want to check whether I'm mad, I will recite the Japji, and you see if you can find any faults in my recitation. Or else you recite it, and I will point out your mistakes. Baba Sawan Singh had told him that he should always speak the truth, and that is why he denied that he was mad. So when he himself confessed, the judge felt that he couldn't do anything, and he wrote in his decision that because of his confession, he was sentenced to 20 years. But he only served for 6 years, because when India became independent, the Indian government released all the Indian prisoners, and that was exactly 6 years later. He was still a madman, though, and he was wandering here and there in the streets, carrying bones. Once, some children were stoning him because he was mad, and I was coming from the other side. And when he saw me, he fell down at my feet, and he said, now I have received peace of mind. He stayed with me until he died, and he became a very good man with all his senses restored. A short time before he died, he told us that he was going to leave, and said that whatever I wanted to bring for his cremation, I should do it while he was still alive. So I did. And he told me that if I wanted to commemorate his death, to distribute food or anything like that, I should do it while he was still alive, because he wanted to see it. So on our monthly satsang, we made very good food, and all those who came there were filled with it. And looking at that, he said, "Yes, now Master is very happy because everything is happening in his will." Just 1 hour before he left the body, he was sitting there and he said, "Now, all the three masters, Kripal, Sawan, Baba Jamal Singh, have come to take me, and I am going with them." His older sister was there. She had a lot of suffering. And he said, "Now, the court of the Lord is opened, and I request the masters to remove the pain from my sister, so that she can also go back with me." But when his sister heard that, she at once left the room because she was still attached to the world and she didn't want to go. Sometime before this, somebody had asked him one day, "Sundardas, why don't you learn to ride a bicycle?" And he said, "Why should I do that? When God has given me legs to walk, why should I use them for learning to cycle? I feel like breaking the legs of those who are learning to cycle, because they are not using the legs given by God the way that they should be used." He was such an interesting man. Once it so happened, when he was being questioned on this cycle business, one dear one asked him, "What will you tell the Lord of Judgment when he asks you, 'Did you learn cycling?' What will you reply?" But he said, "Why should I bother about going to the Lord of Judgment? I don't have to go to him. I will go to my masters, Sawan, Kripal, Baba Jamal Singh, because they will come to take me. I don't have any concern with the Lord of Judgment." According to his faith, and because he had such faith that the masters would definitely come to take him, they all came, and they took that dear soul up. So I mean to say, by telling this long story, that because he had faith in the master, that the master would come, and because he didn't have any concern with the Lord of Judgment, the masters did come, and they took his soul up. And this is why Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, "At the time of death, only the Nam, which has created this world, will come to our rescue, and only the Satguru who has given us that Nam will come to help us. Nothing else of this world will come to help us, and that is why we should meditate only upon the Nam which the Masters have given us. And we need not bother about the Lord of Judgment, because ever since we came in contact with our Master, our concern with the Lord of Judgment is finished. Now the Lord of Judgment is no longer responsible for keeping the accounts of our deeds. Now it's all in the hands of our Master." And that concludes that discourse. We're going to begin a satsang of Santji's from 1987 in the Bangalore program.
Namaste, Jiva. ਅਸੀਂ ਜਦ ਤੋਂ ਵੀ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤੀ ਦੀ ਖੋਜ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਬਚਪਨੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਖਿਆਲ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮਾਤਾ ਦੇ ਮਿਲਣ 'ਚ ਹੀ ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤੀ ਹੈ। ਇੱਕ ਮਿੰਟ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਾ, ਅਸੀਂ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਦਾ ਸਹਾਰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਚੀਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਦੇ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਹੋਰ ਅੱਗ ਭੜਕਦੀ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਉਹ ਅਲੱਗ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਬੱਚਾ ਰੋਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਹੋਰ ਜਵਾਨ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਦਿਲ 'ਚ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਤਲੀਮ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰ ਲਈਏ, ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਆਏਗੀ, ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤੀ ਆਏਗੀ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਲਮ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਥਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਇਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਉਸ 'ਚੋਂ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦੀਗੀ। ਉਦੋਂ ਬੜੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਸਕੂਲਾਂ ਕਾਲਜਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਨਿਕਲਦੇ ਹੈ, ਦਿਲ 'ਚ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਕਰਾਈਏ, ਮਨ ਉਡਾਰੀਆਂ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਕਰਾਉਣ ਨਾਲ ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤੀ ਆ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਔਰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਆ ਜਾਏਗੀ। ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਰੋਜ਼ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਤਜਰਬੇ ਤੋਂ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ, ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਗੀ।
ਐਵਰ ਸਿੰਸ ਵੀ ਟੇਕ ਬਰਥ ਵੀ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਲੁੱਕ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਪੀਸ ਐਂਡ ਸੈਟਿਸਫੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਲਾਈਫ। ਇਨ ਦ ਬਿਗਿਨਿੰਗ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਬੋਰਨ ਵੀ ਫੀਲ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਈ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਅ ਮਦਰ ਔਰ ਬਾਈ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਨੀਅਰ ਦ ਮਦਰ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਪੀਸ ਐਂਡ ਸੈਟਿਸਫੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਨੀਅਰ ਅਵਰ ਮਦਰ but that does not give us the peace and satisfaction which lasts forever, because whenever our mother separates us from her, then the fire of separation burns more and then we do not get any peace and satisfaction. Whenever we are close to her, we feel peaceful, we feel satisfied, but whenever she separates us from her, then we feel that longing to be in her company again. So it means that going to the mother or being in the company of the mother also does not give us that permanent peace and satisfaction. At that time, we feel that when we will grow up, by getting the knowledge of the world, by attending the schools and colleges, and by knowing things of the world, we will get the peace and satisfaction, and that will give us the permanent satisfaction. But that is not the case. You know that when we are in the schools and colleges, when we are studying, no matter how much knowledge of the world we gain, but still we never feel satisfied, we never feel that we have achieved the complete peace. Then it comes in our mind that when we will grow a little bit more, and when we are young enough, when we are old enough to get married, by living a married life we will achieve that peace and satisfaction for which we have been looking for ever since our birth. But our experience of day-to-day life, those who are married, they know that how much peace and satisfaction they have received by getting into that kind of life. So it means that no matter in what circumstances we live, no matter what we have achieved in our life, but still we are far away from that peace and satisfaction for which we have been looking for ever since we have taken birth into this world.
Shaadi de vich vi sanu pata hi hai, pher ichha dil de vich pragat hundi hai, bacche paida kariye, miyan biwi milke salah karde hai. ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਬੱਚੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤੀ ਜਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਆ ਜਾਏਗੀ। ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਬੋਝਾ ਸਿਰ ਉੱਪਰ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਘਬਰਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਭੰਗ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਅਗਰ ਉਹ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਕਹੇਕਾਰ, ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਭਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਗਾ, ਕਹੇਕਾਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਗੇ, ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਮੱਸਿਆ ਖੜੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਫਿਰ ਕਈ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਬੁੱਢੇ ਲੋਕ ਹੀ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋਣਗੇ। ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਬੁਢੇਪੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਗ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਜਵਾਬ ਦੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਪ੍ਰਾਇਆ ਸਹਾਰਾ ਤੱਕਣਾ ਪੈ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕਿਆ ਧਨ ਦੌਲਤ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਦੌੜਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਿਤਨਾ ਧਨ ਜ਼ਿਆਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਤਨੀ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦੇ ਭੰਗ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਪਦਾਰਥ ਹੈ, ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ, ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੀ, ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਗੀ।
ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਮੈਰਿਡ ਲਾਈਫਸ ਵੀ ਥਿੰਕ that by having children we will get the peace and satisfaction, we will be content if we have the children. Husband and wife sit together and they make the plans, they think about having the children, expecting that with the birth of the child it will bring peace and satisfaction to their home. But you know that when the children are born and when they grow up, they have so many things to ask for, they demand so many things, and you have to pay so much attention to them. And when you have to work so hard for them, then you feel that you have not got any peace or satisfaction by having the children. In fact, you have lost your peace of mind because you have to attend to your responsibilities to them. And suppose if the children do not obey you when they grow up, if they go on their own ways, that also causes the disturbances in the lives of the parents. They are hurt and they feel that they are far away from that peace. And then we think that maybe when we will become old, then we will get the peace and satisfaction, because the older people seem to be very comfortable to the young ones because they see that they do not have to attend to any responsibilities and they are very peaceful and content. But that is not the case. When a person becomes old, the desires of the world come in him more and more. He craves for more things, even though he is not capable of doing anything. But still he desires for all kinds of things of the world. And also his body does not give him any support. His body becomes weak. So he is not having any peace. In fact, he is the most troubled one in this world, because he cannot do anything, but he wants to do all the things. People believe, they think, that if we have more wealth of the world, we will be more peaceful. But it has been the experience of the people that the more wealth of the world you have, the farther away you are from the peace. So it means that there is nothing in this world which can give you the peace and satisfaction, which can give you the permanent peace. There is no material in this world which can bring you the real peace.
Kabir Sahib kehnde hai na sukh vich girsde na sukh chhad gaya sukh hai vich vichardde santan sharan paya.
Kabir Sahib says that neither there is any peace in the married life, nor there is any peace by giving up this married life. The real peace is if you think about it and if you take refuge at the feet of the Master.
Sant Mahatma sanu koi baal bachyan to pati patni to nafrat nahi sikhaunde ge, balki oh ta kehnde hai tusi duty samjh ke apna farz samjh ke apne karma da bhugtan karo, lekin aisi cheez di vi khoj talash de vich tusi ho ke jide na shanti tripti aa sakdi hai.
Saints and Mahatmas do not teach us to hate our families or to give up our families or children. They say that no, you deal with them, whatever responsibilities you have towards them, attend to those, understanding it as your karmas, understanding it as your duty. But along with that, also look for that thing which can give you the real peace and contentment.
Agar koi sachi tripti, sachi shanti hai, sachi khushi hai, o sade andar jaake hi asi prapt kar sakde hain. Aap sab nu naam milya hai, naam na jud chuke ho. आप दा फर्ज बनता है कि अंदर जाके उस खुशी शांति नु महसूस करो, अंदर जाओ उस नु खुद देखो.
इफ देयर इज एनी रियल पीस सैटिस्फैक्शन और द कंटेंटमेंट एंड इफ देयर इज एनी प्लेस फ्रॉम वेयर वी कैन गेट ऑल दिस थिंग्स दैट इज इन अवर विद इन द रियल पीस एंड कंटेंटमेंट एंड द सैटिस्फैक्शन लाइज इन अवर विद इन. यू पीपल आर इनिशिएटेड इन टू नाम एंड यू नो द टेक्निक ऑफ गोइंग इन द विद इन. इट इज योर ड्यूटी टू गो इन द विद इन and search that naam which has been kept within you, because that is the real source, that is the source of the real contentment.
Pyareo, duniya apni misal aap hundi hai. Assi jaisa vi apni ainak da sheesha launde hain, waisi hi duniya nazar vich aundi hai. Assi jaise aap khud hain, osa hi dusre aadmi nu mehsoos karde hain, khayal karde hain ki jad sanu shanti nahi, shayad kise nu vi nahi. इसे तरह संतान ने अंदर वड़ के सच्ची खुशी सच्ची शांति प्राप्त की है. वो भी अपनी ही ऐनक देखते हैं कि ये लोग क्यों भुलड़ बने हुए हैं, क्यों नहीं अंदर जाके सच्ची खुशी सच्ची शांति नु प्राप्त करते.
डियर वंस, एवरी पर्सन इन दिस वर्ल्ड इज द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ हिमसेल्फ. वी सी द वर्ल्ड विथ द ग्लासेस वी हैव ऑन अवर आईज. वी सी द डिफरेंट कलर्स according to the color of the glass we are wearing on our eyes. We think that since we do not have any peace, that means that everyone in this world is also troubled like us and they also do not have the peace. But saints and Mahatmas, those who have gone in the within and those who have searched for that real peace and contentment, those who have achieved that real peace, they also look at the people and they also feel that why don't all the people in this world look at the things like we are doing, why don't they go in the within and achieve that real peace and contentment which we have received.
तो गुरु नानक देव जी महाराज कहंदे है नाम मिले मन तृप्ति है बिन नाम है तिरग जीवास। अगर सानू नाम मिल जावे असी सच्चे दिलो कमाई करके अंदर जाइए तो मन नू शांति तृप्ति आ जाती है। बिना नाम तो जड़ा जीवन है वो कहन लगे तिरग है लाणत है वो सास साडे किसी भी लेखे विच नहीं।
सो यार गुरु नानक देव जी महाराज सेज that if we get the naam, we get the contentment. Curse on the life without the naam. He says that if we receive the naam initiation and if we sincerely do the meditation and go in the within, only then we can get the real contentment and peace. Whatever breaths we take without doing the meditation of Shabad Naam, curse on those births, all those curse on those breaths, all those breaths are useless, that life is useless in which we do not do the meditation of now.
We'll close the satsang with a bhajan on page 40. Kala Niyarde Bakashanaharde. O beloved Satguru Kirpal, the Forgiver, your play is unique. Your colors are uncommon, O Giver. They are the givers of life. Those who had your darshan became intoxicated. By making them meditate on Nam, by putting them on the path, you cooled the heated hearts. O beloved Satguru Kirpal, I am grateful to you millions of times, my true Lord, having become yours. My rope is in your hands. Wherever you send me, I go. You fulfilled my desires of the past. Save my honor, O giver, beloved Satguru Kirpal. Ajaib has become prosperous after coming to your door. Graciously, you made me meditate on Nam. You attached me to your feet. O forgiving Satguru, listen to my prayers. O beloved Satguru Kirpal, I, the servant Ajaib, am a stranger who remembers you. May I not forget you, my Satguru. I sing, Kirpal, Kirpal. Shower your grace, O beloved Kirpal. I have come to your door. O beloved Satguru Kirpal, the Forgiver, your play is unique.
Kela Niyare Bakshan Hare Kirpala Satguru Pyare Kirpala Satguru Pyare Kela Niyare Bakshan Hare Kirpala Satguru Pyare Kirpala Satguru Pyare Tere Ranga Nirale Data Jivan Bakshan Vale Darshan Jisnu Hoye Tere Ho Gaye Mat Vale Tere Rang Nirale Data Jivan Bakshan Vale Darshan Jisnu Hoye Tere Ho Gaye Mat Vale Nam Japake Rasate Pake Tap De Hirde Tare Kirpala Satguru Pyare Kela Niyare Bakshan Hare Kirpal Satguru Pyare. Kirpal Satguru Pyare. Tera ban ke sache data, lak lak shukr manava. Tere hat hai door sadi, jebe jete java. Tera ban ke sache data, lak lak shukr manava. Tere hat hai door sadi, jebe jete java. Chirdiya hwasha puriya asa, lajraki datare. Kirpal Satguru Pyare, Kelaniyare Bakshan Hare, Kirpal Satguru Pyare, Kirpal Satguru Pyare. Tere dar ajaib aake, ho gya khushi hala. Naam japaya charni laya, ho ke satguru dhyala. Tere dar ajaib aake, ho gya khushi hala. Naam japaya charni laya, ho ke satguru dhyala. Meri ayada sun faryada, satguru bakshan hare. Kirpal Satguru Pyare, Kelaniyare Bakshan Hare, Kirpal Satguru Pyare, Kirpal Satguru Pyare. Me pardesi das ajaiba, teri yad manava. Bisaran java satguru mere, kirpal kirpal gava. Me pardesi das ajaiba, teri yad manava. Bisaran java satguru mere, kirpal kirpal gava. Kirpa karo kirpal pyare, aaye tere dwaare. Kirpal Satguru Pyare, Kelaniyare Bakshan Hare. Kirpal Satguru Pyare, Kirpal Satguru Pyare.
I, servant Ajaib, am a stranger who remembers you. May I not forget you, my Satguru. I sing Kirpal, Kirpal. Shower your grace, O beloved Kirpal. I have come to your door. O beloved Satguru Kripal, the Forgiver, your play is unique. May God bless us all.